Krogan Exiles, blast this shit.
Oh, you gonna, alright, you gonna not go. Not let me go.
Okay.
You go then.
Still, just not long enough. Maybe about 7 or 8 minutes. If I could just get like an uninterrupted 7 or 8 minute stretch of that, which I think is how the song was originally released. I think it was longer than 2 minutes. I mean, I guess I could search because I do have a version of that in my own library. 900 number. No, apparently that's the version from my library. Man, what the fuck? What the fuck happened? Oh, man. Today I spent most of the post-podcast day going back and forth with a video game publisher about the specifics of their embargo. That was a fun and good use of everyone's time. Fuck. Ugh. Cooler heads prevailed and all is well. But man, what? Queued up after this. I wonder if there's a 10-hour YouTube video of that. Seems like something someone would make. Oh, the ultimate thrill ride. Is that this weekend? Oh, man. I mean, I guess I'll probably put that on if I'm around a TV. Or around an internet. If I'm near an internet, I'll put that on. I don't even know what most of the matches are. I looked at the Hall of Fame roster and didn't necessarily see too much there that I definitely wanted to see either. So I don't know. I mean, I I do usually like the Hall of Fame stuff quite a bit. So I would like to watch that whenever that's on. But, you know, I am not a Kurt Angle fan, so I don't know that necessarily holds any real appeal for me. I mean, maybe he'll have some fun stories and whatever, like, you know, he certainly has been doing it a long time and all that, but, you know, eh. Going through this yellow light, I don't give a fuck. There we go. I'm trying to think, like, who else is even getting inducted? It's like the Rock and Roll Express, DDP, Beth Phoenix, which I don't know. I guess I like Beth Phoenix. I don't, you know. Yeah. I got no beef with Beth Phoenix. I don't, who else is there? Are a zillion bikes, and then there's a big truck behind me crunching me between the truck and the bikes. The bikes will lose. Ah, skateboard guy just riding out of the middle of the intersection. A wise move. Hey Siri, who is being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year?
Checking. Here's what I found on the web for who is being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. Have a look.
This is a series of bad web results that are terrible and do not answer this question at all. So, congratulations to everyone involved for this. Not that I expect an actual answer to such a fucking weirdly specific question, I guess. Though, I mean, that's something that this sort of shit should be able to answer someday, right? I will say that it does answer it by playing the song again. So, that's pretty good. Yeah, Alexa would know. Yeah, maybe I'll plug Alexa back in and try that when I get home. We had an Alexa hooked up in the house for a while, and it was not getting a ton of use. Because I have a free Amazon Prime account that you get for being roommates with someone who is an Amazon Prime member. So I don't have any access to music or video or anything like that. So like the hey, I'm going to use Amazon Prime to play music on this cylinder. Like that stuff doesn't work. Oh, right. Teddy Long. Is that a shorter list than usual? I feel like normally the list of inductees is way longer, but I don't know, maybe I'm just crazy. But have they just gotten so sick of going over time with, like, someone having some unbelievably long speech that they just decide, oh, Rick Rude, right, Rick Rude. Yeah. I'm surprised Rick Rude was not in already. Alexa didn't understand the question. All right, good to know. Alexa, order me some pornography. You're welcome. I don't know if that'll work or not. I don't know where you keep your talkie cylinder. Hey Siri, what's up?
Just responding to 3 million people calling out Hey Siri at the same time.
I just wanted to play the song again. It's a weird quirk. Hey Siri, where am I?
You're on 945 Larkin Street, San Francisco, CA.
Thanks for saying CA instead of not interpreting that. I could have gone a million times if they hadn't put this fucking left turn light in here, man. This intersection sucks now. I started turning earlier or something, maybe? I don't know. really fucking sucks. Hey Siri, what's the weather like tomorrow?
Looks like sun tomorrow, with temperatures ranging from 53 to 64.
Hey Siri, who won the big game tonight?
California will face Stanford in the big game on the 18th of November, 2017. I'm not sure about the time.
The fuck are you even talking about? Is it, there's a new Lil Debbie EP? Oh. Man, that, I might,
I might have to take time out of what we're doing here and listen to that. I don't know. Almost like they don't want people putting up video of their entire video game, or in fact, any of their video game, on the internet. It's almost like that. Maybe if I leave out the big. Hey Siri, who won the game tonight?
I have results from multiple leagues. Would you like to hear? Baseball, basketball, cricket, hockey, or soccer?
Cricket.
I found an entry about cricket from Wikipedia. Shall I read it to you?
Yes.
Crickets is a 2006 Japanese drama film directed by Shinji Aoyama.
It took you longer to fucking ask me if you wanted me that to hear that than it did to fucking read the first sentence of the article. What the fuck is that shit? Thank you for the useful information, future fucking phone. Yeah, no changes. No, it's perfect. It's the ultimate assistant. It's totally bug-free. Working as intended, every query I gave it gave me exactly what I was looking for. Nice work, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause. Take the rest of the week off. I wanted it to assess what I probably meant based on my location and the popularity of various sports and their recency. I wanted it to serve me a sports score without me telling it what sport I wanted. Which, granted, is not a good request, let alone a good answer, so. Like, normally it can chain multiple, like, you know, normally if it prompts you for more voice at the end of an answer, it knows that it is building off of what it just asked, you know? Like, for it to make that jump is super broken. Hey Siri, who won the game tonight?
I have results from multiple leagues. Would you like to hear? Baseball, basketball, cricket, hockey, or soccer?
Basketball.
Basketball coming up. Here's the NBA schedule for today.
Thank you for killing me because I had to look at my phone to see the NBA schedule while I was driving because you couldn't read it out to me. Also, I asked who won. Hey Siri, who won the basketball game tonight?
Basketball coming up. Here's the NBA schedule for today.
Thank you for the schedule. If I look over here, it does seem to show something about scores. I saw the word Timberwolves. Hey Siri, who won the baseball game? Hey Siri, who won the baseball game?
Baseball coming up. Here's the MLB schedule for today.
You're a nightmare. Hey Siri, who won the A's game?
The Athletics were definitively beaten by the Angels today. The final score was 14-3.
Fantastic. I guess it's one of those things where, like, you know, if you're going to make that request, odds are you're going to ask about the team and not just say the game. And inferring that type of context is probably fucking really hard. Way harder. Than, you know, the actual query of, I said team name, you can look that up and tell me. But yeah, again, yeah, I also figured it would just take location into account. If I asked right now, today, for the game, I figure it would tell me about the Giants. But since that's preseason, like, maybe it would tell me about the Warriors. Or, I guess, the Sharks? Is basketball season happening? I don't even know if basketball's being played right now. Hey, Siri, who won the Warriors game? Hey Siri, who won the Warriors game? Hey Siri, how many times have I listened to this song? I mean, that's just a data point that iTunes literally fucking keeps track of, you know? That should be some fucking bread and butter type shit right there. Hey Siri, who won the Kentucky Derby last year?
I don't have any horse racing information available. Here's what I found on the web.
I'm surprised for as long as Siri has been around that they have not, like, pumped it full of as many pieces of that type of data as they possibly can. Like, simple, fact-based. And even, you know, and sports-based stuff and trivia-based stuff, too, where there is definitively one answer. Hey, Siri, who's the star of the Mission Impossible movies?
Which Mission Impossible?
I mean, you didn't give me a voice prompt, so... Hey Siri, who's the star of Mission Impossible 2?
Which Mission Impossible?
Fucking fuck you, Mission Impossible. Talking to you is Mission fucking Impossible. Hey Siri, who's the star of the movie Top Gun?
I found found Top Gun.
Ah, good on you for not telling me the actual answer to the question. Like, that's the thing, is, you know, Siri knows it is, that this phone is hooked up to a Bluetooth system. It knows that the car is in motion. And, you know, or it knows that the phone is moving at a car-like speed. They can already do sorts of all sorts of stuff where, like, when I connect it to Bluetooth and I'm at home, it lights up and says how long it's going to take me to get to work. And when I plug it in and connect it up at work, it tells me, it knows that it could be using. But you'd think it would know the phone is in a fucking car and it's and it is being operated in a hand. So, just... just do your best to answer with voice, or at least come out and say, hey, you know, you gotta, you know, ask me when you're not moving. We can talk about this later. Hey Siri, does anyone around here have the Nintendo Switch in stock?
What kind of businesses are you looking for?
Video games.
Okay, one option is Amoeba Music on Haight Street in San Francisco. Do you want that one?
No.
The second is Red Box on Redwood Highway, Mill Valley, about 5 miles to your north. It's open for 24 hours today. Is that the one you're looking for?
No.
The third is Red Box on East Strawberry Drive, Mill Valley, about 5 miles to your north. Is that the one you want?
Nope.
The next one is Red Box on Redwood Highway, Mill Valley, about 5 miles to your north. Want to try that one?
Nope.
The next one is Richmond Video and Laser on Clement Street, San Francisco, about 3 miles to your south. Is that the one you want?
Nope.
The next one is Red Box on Marine East. Want to try that one?
Nah.
The only option I see is Linden Findling International Airport on Windsor Field Road in Nassau. Want to try that one?
Yes.
Okay. I can call or get directions. Just tell me what you'd like to do.
Never mind.
Okay. Okay, I found something on the web for what's the best way to report bugs with. Take a look.
I bet it just automatically removes any further instances of the word Siri from its queries, right? Is that what just happened? Hey Siri, play the latest Lil Debbie album.
I don't see Little Debbie on Apple Music or in your library.
That's because you're looking for a Little Debbie. Hey Siri, where's the nearest hydrogen fueling station?
The closest one I found is fueling station on Bogue Street in San Francisco. Want to try that one?
Nope.
Looks like that's it.
Well, looks like we're fucked. I mean, if I had a hydrogen car. I don't. Hey Siri, when do the carpool lane hours end?
Okay, one option is casual carpool on Spa Street in San Francisco. Do you want that one?
No.
The second is Del Norte casual carpool on East Shore Boulevard, El Cerrito, about 11 miles your east, and it gets 5 stars. Do you want that one?
No.
The third is casual carpool on Christie Avenue, Henryville, about 12 miles to your east. Does that one sound good?
Please stop.
The next one is casual carpool on Claremont Avenue, Oakland, about 14 miles to your east, and it gets 5 stars. It's open today, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Do you want that one?
End my life.
If you are thinking about suicide, you may want to speak with someone at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They're at 1-800-273-8255. Shall I call them for you?
No thanks.
Okay.
Why would anyone want to end their life when this song could be played instead? Like, in lieu of that, why not this, you know? Sounds like you need a pick-me-up. Here's the 900 number. What is there to do around here?
I'm sorry, I don't have any places to show.
Hey Siri, what's the best restaurant around here?
Checking. The best rated option I found is Soul Food, which averages 4,500 and is moderately priced. Want to try that one?
No, I'm good.
The second is Terrapin Crossroads on Yacht Club Drive, less than 0.5 mile to your east, and it gets 3.5 stars. It's open today, from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. How about that one?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
I mean, people do rave about soul food around here, so that is not an incorrect response. It's Puerto Rican food, I think. Wow, this Lil Debbie EP is classified as house, according to Apple Music. Is that... Oh, boy. Well, this is something special. Make music like this. This was the whole, I wanted to be at the forefront of fucking middling electronic music with curse words yelled over it. Or really just random words yelled over it. Start a group, this is, I guess, now over 10 years ago, now that I think about it, but we wanted to start a group and call it Shitty American Techno, and we were gonna make a bunch of fucking loud-ass dance music, and then chop up, like, yell a bunch of garbage, and then chop it up, and throw it over it, haphazardly. And then we started, we did Midnight Brown instead of that. Like, the tragedy of it is, like, that she is clearly the weak link on her own album. Of, like, you know, whatever. Like, the stuff, the tracks are all, like, perfectly serviceable fucking whatever, you know? Not good. Not great. Fine. Like, all right, yeah, no, you made that, sure. And then they had Lil Debbie yell a bunch of fucking trash over it. You know, like, oh, well, all right, Loose Wave is only for true cigar aficionado subscribers and readers, you know? Yeah, that's, I mean, all these tracks say, like, featuring and someone's name, who I assume probably did the beat. So I wonder if they were just like, hey, look, like, for better or worse, Lil Debbie has established something resembling an audience bigger than yours, beat maker. So we'll put your name on this shit, and more people will hear it than if you would just put it out yourself. And we'll split the money with... we'll do something? I wonder. What is the business behind this? Is Lil Debbie selling out shows? Anywhere? Like, what size... What kind of draw is Lil Debbie? Where's the Lil Debbie audience? Where are people turning out to turn up to Lil Debbie? Like, I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know. Hey. I could see there being an audience for this type of fucking belligerent fucking bullshit of like, fuck it, we're going to go get all the way fucked up. And we're gonna go to the Lil Debbie show. It's gonna be fucking great. I mean, that'd be a good time. I mean, you'd be like, fuck, whatever, man. Me and my friends went out and got wrecked. And then we saw Lil Debbie. And now, you know, hey, I've had worse times. I mean, they can't all be winners like Michelle Obama and other such Lil Debbie classics. Squirt, for example. Is the Thirst Parlor show sold out? Can we get tickets to go see her at Jub Jub's next month? Spend my tax refund money wisely on tax day. Watch me work the cake, got the goody, goody, goody. Brought 100 bad bitches. Push it, push it, push it. Where these bitches don't want pussy, it could probably kill it. Okay. But you know this shit is popping. Got the molly and the water. Okay. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Ain't no way you rise. Hard up, hard up. All my bitches feel the rush. Feel the rush, feel the rush. Ooh, I really don't like this. Debbie's existence day in, day out. Like, who is paying Lil Debbie to do show? Like what kind of rates is she commanding? I mean, as a working musician playing live shows, like, who is booking Lil Debbie? What kind of show and what kind of draw do they think they are getting? on a Little Debbie tour stop or one-off date? And is she delivering on that promise? Because if you tell me, hey, Little Debbie's going to play a show in Reno, I'd be like, okay, yeah, no, that's, yeah, Reno. That's about, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right to me. Like, what is it like being in the business of being Lil Debbie? And paying her for shows and like, what else, you know, like, is she doing modeling work? I just have no idea. Like, what's the scope of that? What's the revenue breakdown? Who's paying what for what? Is that a robust merchandise business of people buying Lil Debbie t-shirts at this show in Reno? Like, what's the merch sitch? Hey Siri, how much money does Lil Debbie make in a year?
Let me check that. Here's what I found on the web for how much money does Little Debbie make in a year. Have a look.
This is going to be all about snack cakes, I bet. It's not even going to be what we're looking for. Oh, good. Yeah, no, play it again. Yeah. A classic Siri feature now turned back upon us in the darkest fucking possible way.
I'll do 100K on Tuesday. Don't give a fuck about what you say. Fuck what you say. Today. None of these new bitches amuse me. You bitches paid out like a toy.
Stop. For the love of God. Like, is Lil Debbie in a position to actually, as she says, blow 100K on Tuesday? Today is Tuesday. You know, her grand because she got it? Like, what tier of performing, like, you know, what tier of money is an artist like Lil Debbie on? In terms of live show earnings and album sales and what at merch and... Because, I mean, you know, like maybe that's all, you know, maybe that's all possible. I have no idea. Like, I don't think Lil Debbie is popping. I don't think Lil Debbie's out there making it happen, personally. I don't know anyone else that has ever talked about Lil Debbie ever, other than me and a couple of people I know, and that was usually as kind of a joke. But then, like, I guess I feel the same way about Riff Raff, like, these days, about, like, you know, like a Riff Raff show, like, he was playing, like, frat parties and shit. And granted, you know, there'd be some fucking college boys that have the fucking kind of money to pay, like, a high riffy for that type of fucking shit. But, like, the riffraff, I mean, you know, whatever, riffraff kind of became a cultural touchstone in, or maybe that's a generous term. I don't know what riffraff is. But, you know, like, he still is playing shows and doing stuff here and there, and I bet his merch business is quite good. I bet going to a Riff Raffo is probably a good time. Again, like, you're like, fuck it, I'm out with my friends, we are fucking wasted. and this is best. Like, sure, yeah, no, I wouldn't mind seeing Riff Raff live. But I would do it stone cold sober. Stare into the eyes of Riff Raff. All right, I'm home. So let's all stop thinking about all of this stuff. Let go. Let go of Little Debbie, let go of Riff Raff, and go forth into the world.